Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one is Christy, and she's complaining because a man refused to ride an elevator with her. Wah. He said he wanted to wait for the next one. So she ended up riding the elevator alone, humiliated, and remember that her body is dangerous to men. She says that if a man can't ride an elevator with a woman, the problem isn't the woman, it's him. Men don't want to be humiliated in the big house by Drop the Soap Tyrone in the shower room after they've been accused of a false allegation in that elevator. It's not her body that's dangerous, it's the words that come out of her mouth. Up next, Isabella's complaining that the manosphere is making jokes about a woman that created Lonely Fools content that recently ended herself. But I don't see anyone joking about it. Men are simply pointing out that women working in such an industry get emotionally damaged, and then mental illness makes them do things like that. As for Isabella, she's just saying this for the added attention. She's exploiting a recently deceased woman for clicks. Number three is the difference between how men post themselves playing the piano on YouTube versus the way that women do it. Men say, "Look what I can do. I'm talented and I'm wearing a tuxedo." A woman says, "Look at me and my body. I'm sexy." For this woman, the piano playing is only an accessory for showing off that hiney. The woman will get more views and make more money with less talent. Women complain about being objectified, yet they're the ones objectifying themselves. Moving on, which one would you choose? $1 million instantly or a 50-50 chance of getting $50 million? I think it depends on how much money you already have. If you've already got $2 or $3 million and can retire, then sure, try for the $50 million. But if you're broke and only have a median $150,000 saved for retirement, then don't take any chances and take the $1 million today. Remember what they say, a swing swang in your hand is worth two in a bush. Number five, if you think that being wealthy reduces your chances of a divorce, then you're wrong. Even billionaires with at least $13.2 billion get divorced at a rate of 40 to 50%, which is in line with the general population. If you want children, paying for surrogacy is much cheaper in the long run than a wife. Divorce is 44% certain on the first marriage, and goes up from there with the second or third one. Up next, we have a woman bald-shaming men, saying that men will turn 30 and say they don't know what they want out of life. Meanwhile, women, when they turn 30 in 5 years, they will lose more than 90% of their eggs to make a baby, and usually they don't know what they want. Men can have kids anytime we want, as long as we have the cash for surrogacy. Men are truly independent of women if we can pay for it. Can women say the same thing? Number seven, rumor has it that Elon is about to release an unwoke search engine. His new business strategy might as well be to watch companies go woke and broke and wreck their business model, and then come in offering an unwoke replacement. All he has to do is sit back and watch his opponents destroy themselves, and then come in to the rescue. I bet he's getting ready to wreck a lot of big tech. Moving on, we have Dignify AI, and will it fix the internet? Maybe Elon should build it into his search engine as an option so he can cover up all the cooches and change their hair back to more natural colors. I still think this woman's shorts are too short. The woman on the left should be happy because she also got a size upgrade. Too bad I couldn't show you this size before. But trust me, she went from an A to a C. And in this case, it's a good thing. The only thing I don't like is the girl on the right got a haircut. Number 9, here's a woman that bangs 16 guys in 1 month. And she looks like an overweight 4. Even the chance can't collect 16 bodies in only 1 month. Many women are like, "I've gone through my young and dumb phase, and now I'm ready to settle down." Most guys will look at women the way that they might look at this old car and say, "I can fix her." This one just has some barnacles on that bow, so it's just basically brand new. Up next, we have a guy with his first girlfriend after his divorce, and he's never been happier. Instead of wishing him well, the women in the comments section are asking how old she is and what's the age gap. Looks like the old bags are crying because he's 34 and she's 18. So sad, too bad. The 18-year-old is looking to travel the world and he has money and she wants his resources to have a good time. She's just finding herself in Bangkok, banging this bloke. Number 11, we have a woman with 5 kids by 5 different baby daddies. And she's not a snack. She's more like an Arby's 5 for 5. Some women belong to the streets, and this one belongs with the meats. You have to love the simplicity of this. I bet her Arby's Canyon is probably as wide as the real Grand Canyon carved out by the flow from 5 Tyrannosauruses. Flesh flutes, at the very least. Moving on, a few weeks ago, at least 6 female teachers were arrested in the span of 2 days for banging with their students. If this was 6 male teachers doing this and getting caught in the span of 2 days, there would be congressional hearings trying to figure out how to protect all the teenage girls out there. This is crazy. They look crazy, and it's crazy that none of them will probably be charged for this. Maybe they can start Lonely Fools pages after they get fired after this. Number 13, we have a guy who has a conversation with his son. Sonny boy wants $100 through Venmo for a date. Dad asks, does she have an Adam's apple or drive an EV? He says no. So dad sends him the Venmo and says, good job. But dads need to be careful. He could be buying coke, and I'm not talking about the classic kind. Dad thinks he trained his son to shun leftards, but how does he know for sure unless the pics are sent? Up next, Big Red strikes again, with her flawless logic. She says if you outlaw abortions will just happen illegally. But if we outlaw boomsticks, then we'll be safe from crime. Clearly she can't think for herself that criminals would just illegally get their hands on the boomsticks. Okay, Big Red, it's time to get out of Karen mode by taking some of those nice meds over here. At this rate, these are the types of arguments we have to look forward to in the future. Number 15, in Batman Forever, Mr. Freeze is trying to cool the planet from global warming, and Poison Ivy wants to regrow the forests. Yet the film wanted us to root for the trust fund billionaire. I guess this time Batman lived long enough to be the villain in the worst Batman film of all time. Moving on is Liza, and to keep the memory of her daughter alive, she's going to upload the entire collection of her late daughter to Lonely Fools. But seriously, who pimps out their passed away daughters for money like this? Women, that's who. Someone who has no respect for the dead and has no shame. They try to get cash prizes and attention any which way they can, and a moral compass isn't present. I wonder if she would have ended herself if she had never posed with her mother on Lonely Fools. Number 17, we have someone that wants to change their family's views on communism, even though his family was born in communist Poland and moved to the United States in 1994. He's trying to convince his family that communism is better, but they keep telling him that under communism, they didn't have anything. And now under capitalism, they have everything. This guy needs to spend a year living and working in Cuba, and then he'll probably change his mind. Those who have never experienced socialism advocate for it, even as they enjoy life under capitalism. But it's worse than you think. My grandmother from the USSR used to do that in the 80s while living with us in Canada. Up next in the UK, if a husband withholds money and finances from his wife, it's now called financial abuse. So what do you call it when a wife withholds sex from that husband? Under the same logic, wouldn't it make sense to call it sexual abuse? And women are wondering why men are walking away and not marrying them. Let me guess. If both work and she withholds finances from him, then it's called female empowerment. Double standards much. Number 19, even if a wife doesn't withhold sex, later down the road she can revoke consent even after giving it to you. It all depends on how it will benefit her many years down the road. Plus, remember, there's no statute of limitations for this decision to be made. The most important question to ask in this case, though, is why does she look like Elon? Moving on, in Japan, that soy society is much further ahead than ours, and so far ahead, in fact, that women are less likely to get CPR, because strangers are uncomfortable touching ladies' chesticles. So they created an AED, electro device to revive people, instead where you don't have to touch those tatas. One woman was saved by a man, but he was later branded a pervert for removing her clothing to apply the electrode pads. Sorry, ladies. In the future, we'll just let you die instead of getting labeled as creeps for life. Number 21, a woman gets exposed for not wearing underwear after people complain about the smell on a train from her cooch. It's like that train was a traveling fish market or something like that. She should try and date a fisherman, and he won't suspect anything about her terrible hygiene. All aboard the Tuna Fish Express. Usually the odor gets amplified the more partners she's had. Up next, a vegan bride uninvites meat-eating guests from her wedding. I'm guessing that daddy already paid for it before the announcement. Imagine the sigh of relief many people felt when they were uninvited from a 20-year-old vegan's wedding. I guess it's better than being a no-show. If a woman uninvites you because of a dietary choice, she's not worth having in your life. Number 23, this guy's definitely not a wise man working at BlackRock. because he says that Canada needs 100 million people by 2100. If that's the case, then maybe Canada should end its euthanasia program. If that's what they want to do, then Canada needs to import 1.5 million people each year. But there's nowhere to house more than 300,000 or 400,000 each year. Eventually, the white Canadians will leave and Canada will go from being the Great White North to the Great Brown North. Moving on, Newsweek says that heart disease is linked to eating too much protein. Yes, if the meat is saturated fats, but not if it's grass-fed beef with K2 plus D3. Or if you eat fish like the Mediterranean diet. Maybe it's soy protein that they're really talking about. But if you're talking about meat, I'm sure it can be reduced by eating more natural organic insects, perhaps. I've also heard that immortality is linked to eating too much McDonald's. Number 25 and the last one, what is happening to women? Then again, I can't tell if these are men or women. Looks like both men and women these days are trying to look like trans women or something like that. At least now their exteriors are starting to match their interiors. These two look like they've been bog-pilled. Bog as in Bogdanov brothers. They aren't just a meme, but were way ahead of their time. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers. If you want the memes I can't show you on YouTube, subscribe over at my X account, where I post them ahead of time. Link is below. Also remember, I make these for free, so donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.